Good afternoon. A storm system tracking through the Great Lakes is pushing a round of rain into interior New York and New England. Clouds have been thickening all day long so far, and showers are already starting to break out towards central New York. These rain showers will pivot to the east and through the rest of New York and New England during the course of the day. So some wet weather likely for just about everyone for the second part of the day. And with the clouds and showers, temperatures, while still above normal, will be held back into the 50s for daytime highs. As this system continues to pivot off to our north and west, we still run the risk of a few scattered showers, especially this evening, with drier weather late tonight, and a milder night as well, with mostly cloudy skies, otherwise temperatures in the upper 40s. This will set us up for a partly sunny day on Thursday with high pressure keeping it dry, and this will allow temperatures to surge into the upper 60s to around 70 for daytime highs. At this point, we'll turn our attention to an emerging storm out of the deep south. This one will be more potent and have more moisture associated with it than its predecessor. As a result, Thursday clouds will thicken up in the evening, and overnight rain will move into the region. A good chance of rain to start the day on Friday. The exact storm track and strength will determine the weather for the rest of the day on Friday, but right now it looks like this system will pass to our north and west. And while the steadiest rain will end, we may even see some breaks of sunshine on Friday afternoon, which could lead to a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as high temperatures reach back into the middle and upper 60s. A good chance at some gusty winds around the second half of the day as well, and eventually this will drive in cooler air for the weekend. We'll look for a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday in the lower 50s and another system with a chance of rain on Sunday in the upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a storm system moving into the Great Lakes will push a shield of rain over that region throughout the day. Light snow will be possible across northern Minnesota in the colder air. Meanwhile, a cold front associated with this system is forecast to stall and then lift north as a warm front over the south-central United States this afternoon. This will set the stage for another round of severe weather this evening, highlighted by a slight risk for severe thunderstorms in the lower Mississippi Valley. Meanwhile, another frontal boundary near the central Gulf Coast will produce more heavy rain embedded with strong thunderstorms. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 3 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers in the mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 69, set in 1976, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:51 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:12 p.m., 12 hours and 21 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely this afternoon and highs in the mid to upper 50s. More showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers likely through the afternoon and highs in the middle and upper 50s. A few showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain this afternoon, temperatures topping out in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More showers around tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, clouds and showers likely this afternoon with highs in the middle 50s. More showers tonight, lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers likely this afternoon with highs in the middle and upper 50s. More showers tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, partly sunny and mild near 70. Rain Friday morning, then partly sunny with a chance of scattered showers and a thunderstorm possible Friday afternoon in the middle 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Saturday. More rain likely on Sunday in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy, breezy on Monday, a scattered rain or snow shower mid-40s, and a mix of sun and clouds near 50 on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.